The Northwest Connecticut Library Collaborative, which is composed of Cornwall Library, Douglas Library in North Canaan, David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, Kent Memorial Library, the Norfolk Library, the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury, has recently received a grant from the Foundation for Community Health. The foundation has awarded the collaborative $36,666 for a program that has to do with digital navigation, something that is very important these days since so many things are digital, including your libraries, which are more than just books. And to talk about what they're going to do with this money, we're joined today by Gretchen Hochmeister of the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, Meg Schur of the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, and Karen Goodall of the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thanks for having us, Mike. I'm Meg Schur. I'm the director of the Hunt Library in Falls Village, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the various grants that we got. Mike is right. We received $33,666 from the Foundation for Community Health to fund the first year of this program. We have contingent approval for 2 years, so we hope that this pilot program will run for 3 years. But really, it's been an incredible effort, both a group effort, both through the Library Collaborative, and we've involved every community foundation in our area, which has been so wonderful. So the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation has granted us $5,000 for equipment for digital navigators, for the laptops and phones they'll need to connect with people, and also for training with the NDIA, which is the National Digital Inclusion Alliance. And the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation has given us $3,850, and that funding will go to North Star Digital Literacy, which is a training program, an online training program that we'll be able to use both for the digital navigators and also for the library staff at each of the 7 libraries that are involved. So those are really wonderful things that are also going to help facilitate this program. I looked up the definition of digital navigators today, and I really liked it. The NDIA says they are trusted guides who assist community members with ongoing individualized support for accessing affordable and appropriate connectivity. So what that means, I think, in our community is that we will have 2 digital navigators who work part-time, spending 3 hours a week in each library. We hope to have a schedule that is set. And so you'll know that on Tuesday afternoons, your digital navigator will be in Falls Village, or if you prefer Thursdays, you can go to Salisbury or whatever the schedule ends up being. And those people will take appointments to work with people on whatever their digital questions are. So what cell phone should I get? Which internet is the best for me? How do I Zoom with my grandkids? I'm having trouble accessing my Medicare paperwork. Really anything and everything that people could need help with, we hope that the digital navigators will be able to provide. I think as we get further into this program, we're also hoping to offer maybe some group classes or some kinds of training materials that people can take home and work with things on their own. But from the beginning, we're really excited to have someone in the library who is there specifically to answer your digital questions and help ease you through the process of navigating our digital lives. Because like Mike said, so much of what we do is online, and helping people access that is one of the many roles that libraries play right now.
That's right, Meg. Thanks for that explanation. This is Gretchen Hochmeister. I'm the executive director of the Hotchkiss Library here in Sharon. And I'd just like to give a little background into how this collaborative project came to be. And believe it or not, we have been working on this for almost 4 years. 4 years ago this summer, the chairs of a group in Sharon, a volunteer group that was called the Sharon Connect Task Force, approached me over coffee in town here about the community need for digital literacy assistance. You may recall the Sharon Connect Task Force is the group of concerned citizens who assisted the town and is really responsible for bringing high-speed connectivity to everybody in Sharon that would like to have it. They worked really hard, and they were looked upon as, and still are, the members of this group as, you know, tech experts. experts, digital experts. And that also happens in the library. We have people come in asking us all kinds of questions, from the most basic to more complicated technical assistance questions. And so when we were talking, I was thinking, you know, these two women, Megan Flanagan and Jill Drew, can't help all of these people, and the library also can't help everybody, right? We don't always have enough people on staff at any given time. You know, if you schedule a time, you don't know if that's when you're going to have a problem. So people would just come in and ask questions, and we can't always help them, and we can't always have the right answer, but we certainly do our best to try all of the libraries and the library staff. So we talked that day, and I thought, you know, this is a place where we could work together with the libraries. None of us run particularly large libraries. Each town has their own system and way of doing things. And I thought this was you know, a place we could really collaborate. And so I reached out to my wonderful colleagues in the Northwest Corner. We reached out to everybody that's in a town that's part of the Region 1 school district. And our library had also done some collaborative programming with the Norfolk Library during COVID. And so we also included them. And I just started emailing and calling my colleagues saying, you know, is this something you'd be interested in? We also knew that the Connecticut State Library, which is our state level support that we have in Connecticut, we might be a small state, but we have a very active and supportive state library. And their Division of Library Development does a lot to help public libraries in the state. And we knew that they had been working to pilot some digital navigation programs around the state, primarily in urban and suburban areas. And they had been anticipating a significant amount of funding that would come down from the federal government. So we started meeting, you know, every couple months talking over Zoom about what we could do. We enlisted some help from the state library, talked to other libraries that had digital navigation programs, and really educated ourselves about what other people are doing and what it might look like if we were able to get the funding to do something to share really well-qualified digital navigators. Unfortunately, that federal money was rescinded a little over a year ago, and so our plan that we had been working on that would have been funded through this state funding had to be you know, re-engineered. We had to think, okay, we can't get quite as much money. What could we do, and how could we do this? And that's when we reached out to the Foundation for Community Health. We had a lot of our data in place already. We had each done community mapping, community needs assessment, had gathered stories and testimonials about the need for support. And we didn't want all that work to go to waste. And so we reached out to some other organizations, as Meg mentioned. And the Foundation for Community Health worked closely with us to see how this program might align with their mission. And just at the beginning of May, it was announced that they had funded this program for 1 year and with contingent funding for 2 more years. So we couldn't be more thrilled to work together and also, as Meg mentioned, to have funding from a wide range of community support. So we're really excited to get this launched, and I think I'm going to turn this over to my colleague Karen to talk about what that program might look like.
Good morning. This is Karen Goodell. I am the director of the Scoville Library in Salisbury, Connecticut. And as Gretchen and Meg already said, we're really excited that we're finally getting this program up and running. The first step in that process is we need to hire our two navigators. So sort of what we envision the actual program looking like will be that each of the navigators will work 12 hours a week with 3-hour blocks at each of our 7 libraries. One of the navigators will also serve as a project manager. So we see that person working on scheduling, reporting, tracking data that we'll need for, you know, for reporting for our grant. And it's going to be great because, you know, the Northwest Corner will have a combined total of 24 hours of navigation available to people. Because of our geography, it will be easy for people to maybe, if they can't make it to Sharon, say, they can hop over to Norfolk on the day that the navigator is there. So we're trying to make it as accessible as possible to people. We're relying a lot on our community partners to sort of work with them and get the word out, you know, through some of the various organizations in our towns that serve clients that might benefit from these services. So that's the way it's going to work. But now let's get on to a little bit about what we're actually looking for in a digital navigator. We have posted the position in several different places, the Lakeville Journal, some other on our library websites and whatnot. We just want people to know that we're not necessarily looking for someone that's the most technically savvy. There's more important skills, we think, when you're working in this type of program. You have to be very good at active listening. You have to have emotional intelligence, a lot of patience. You know, you're going to be working with people that you want to build that trust with them. We want people that have that are innovative and resourceful, obviously excellent customer service skills, good communication skills. Transportation is, you know, obviously a key. You have to have reliable transportation. And just curiosity. You know, we want people to be able to learn along with their clients in helping them find the relevant resources they need. That's going to be really an important skill. So how do you apply? If there's anyone out there in the listening area that's interested in learning more about the position or applying to the position, Margaret Hask at the Cornwall Library is sort of facilitating that part of the process for us. So please send a cover letter and a resume to director@cornwalllibrary.org. And you can also see the complete job description at cornwalllibrary.org/digital-navigator-position. So we hope we have a lot of people interested both in possibly being navigators and also benefiting from the program. Thanks.
Now, these are part-time positions. How is that going to work? Will your two people be based out of one particular library? And for those who might be considering applying, what hours of the day might you be looking at as far as working with this?
I think we will have people scheduled regularly, either in the morning or afternoon. So they would be coming during regular business hours at the libraries. At this point, we don't envision weekend or evening hours. That could evolve in the future. But the two navigators will each work 12 hours per week. So it is a part-time position. They will have a small office space at the Scoville Memorial Library for record keeping and file storage, but they will be at a library at each different day. There will be somebody at a library. And so as Karen mentioned, you can go to a different library. It doesn't have to be your home library. There will be ways to sign up for appointments for that as well.
When do you expect to make these hires and put this program in gear, if you will?
As we said, we've already announced, you know, the positions opening. So we'll keep accepting applications until we find the right people. I think, you know, hopefully we can have it running, and correct me if I'm wrong, Meg and Gretchen, I'm hoping that we have it up and running in July maybe sometime, or at least the training part of it. Our navigators need to be trained, you know, before they're actually able to get out in the field.
Yeah, they'll be shadowing some navigators in other parts of the state to learn about the job and get advice. So I think we're really hoping to have a launch in the early fall for the whole program.
Have you designed an actual program behind this? Much like I go to your websites today and we see all the various events and things that occur weekly or monthly. Is that designed at this point or coming?
That is coming, but that is exactly how it will work. We will have a good, clear means of for people to register for an appointment, probably a half an hour appointment with a navigator. And we're hoping that once this project continues and the individual counseling is up and running, the navigators will also design some workshops and be able to give group instruction in our various libraries as well. So all of those details will be forthcoming towards the end of the summer, I believe.
Well, it sounds like a big endeavor for all of you to take on, and I wish you good luck with all of this and hope the money continues to flow into the program. I assume
Thank
in
you.
time you may be expanding it further. You kind of alluded to that. It's part-time people now, but for the future, because they are getting assistance for utilizing the internet, utilizing services. So many places are going there. You mentioned Medicare. And everything is done online today. And so many people are left out there because they're not familiar. They haven't been there. But suddenly they're finding out that many places are cutting off anything that's not online. And so the service you're going to be offering here could be extremely valuable. Will this include giving them a place to come if they need to get online? If there's somebody, especially older people who just don't want to go there, don't want a computer because it's just, a scary thing, will you be providing a place for them to come and actually use the online service in a safe way?
Certainly, and I think it's fair to say that every library in our region offers free computers and free Wi-Fi for people.
Yeah, I think sometimes we forget that's out there, and you do. The library, as we've talked off the air, is really much more than books these days. It is a place where they try to educate, entertain, even at some points in time, because you guys all have various entertainments. You're more evolving into what I see as a community hub, where people can come for information, for assistance, and then just general services you provide to keep people busy when they don't have anything to do.
And I think something you touched on, Mike, is that, we're always looking to see what the needs of our community are and then meet them. And that's really where this project came from.
Yeah, it's an ever-evolving thing. The library has been completely redefined by modern technology, but then everything else has been too. Anything further?
I would just add, I think you also touched on this, Mike. I think there'll be a big need for assistance with telehealth issues, as simple as making an appointment if you can't get through on the telephone with your doctor or a medical facility, navigating the healthcare portals that many people have to rely on to get test results, things like that. Applying for unemployment, as you said, Medicare, all of these things have shifted online. And so, as the navigators get comfortable with our communities and our demographics, I'm sure they'll be tailoring some of their instruction to specific areas like that. So we really look forward to being able to expand those services to our community.
Well, this sounds like a really great program, and I'm going to be interested to see how it comes off and how many people are going to use this. I think it's a great thing you're doing trying to make these libraries into these hubs because it's not easy. Getting money isn't easy. We as a nonprofit know the same thing, that we're all kind of out there looking for money all the time. So I think you guys in the libraries do a great service to towns. And there was a while in my mind as technology was growing that I thought the library was going to disappear, quite frankly. And instead, through the efforts of so many of you folks, you have seen the needs, seen where you needed to go to keep the library going. And this is just another example of keeping this really important public service alive and kicking. And we thank you all for that and wish you the best of luck in this. And maybe we can get together down the road and talk about how the program's going.
Thank
That
you,
would be
Mike.
great.
Mike, thank
Thanks,
you.
Mike.
Once again, to apply to be a digital navigator, send your cover letter and resume to director@cornwalllibrary.org.